Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Glen Network Radio. This is Steve Willingham, and I'm sitting right here in virtual radio space, bringing you another great show. I'm so glad you joined me tonight. We're going to be on for the next hour, so you got some time to call your friends, your family members, your enemies. And I'm going to log on to blogtalkradio.com/GlamNetworkRadio, or they can dial in right there on their phone at area code 646-668-135, and we'll be more than happy to invite them on to chat and questions and whatnot. We've got a great, great show for you tonight. We're going to meet the Smith tonight, and I'm so glad that they are going to grace your eardrums with some wisdom, knowledge about love, family, and faith. Amen. I love that. Before we get started, you know what? It's about 77 degrees here in Atlanta, which is pretty unusual this time of year. We've got a little rain and cooled down a bit. Almost couldn't believe it. We only got up to 88 degrees today, so we had a nice, calm, rainy day, pretty quiet around these parts, which is what we wanted, especially after last night with all of the 4th of July celebrations going on. It sounded like Beirut outside. I don't know where you guys were, but boy, was it lit. It was just popping off left and right all night long. I was sleep real. It's so big down here there, but it's so wide here. But I'm glad that home, at least my family members did, and I hope they did as well. My phone check 1-3 is 10, not here. Text me on my phone. I know you guys have my phone number. You guys text me all the time when you're listening, so let me know if you can hear me. Okay, we're going to go to a little break, and we're going to see if we can fix that break. And we'll be right back.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word to you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose the way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you stole be wasted.
Worth
the other side of this test. It's everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side.
Hey, that's my friend Kevin. Hold on to your destiny. If you got time to fool around, you are missing out on your destiny. And I'm so glad that you all hung out with me. I'm sorry for that technical difficulty. I hope we got everything straight. If you can hear me, please send me a text message in the inbox and let me know that we're good to go. Sometimes things don't work out the way we plan, but thank God for music. We can always get back flowing again. Thank you so much again for tuning in. We're going to meet the Smiths tonight. And we're going to talk about love, family, and faith and all that good stuff. Like I said before at the beginning of the show, it's 77 degrees here in the ATL. I hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend. We did. We was quiet around here. We settled down and had a nice, quiet day. No running around and getting all crazy and whatnot. We just kind of chilled, and I was kind of glad that we did take it easy. You know, this next season that we're all coming into is going to be pretty busy and pretty active, so I hope you guys take every opportunity to stop and smell the flowers. Don't just smell them. Pick a few. Take a time to talk to your family members. Call your husband in the middle of the day. You know, call your children, especially if they're grown, and check on them just to be calling. You know, and children, if you're listening, call your parents just because. Don't call them asking stuff all the time. Just be what we are, family, okay? I'm so glad you guys could stick around. Hey, listen, we're going to meet the Smiths in just a few minutes. I got to pay some bills. Had to move our schedule around just a little bit. But I want to thank you for all of the sponsors for the Glam Network Radio and the Power, Triumph, and Influence Media Series, where we'll be interviewing 50 to 60 power couples, women, and female teenagers about their stories of power, triumph, and influence. And I hope that all of the stories that you hear from now until those interviews are over will help you, encourage you, and uplift you, and bring you to a place that you've always wanted to come to in your life. You just want to get forward. You want to know what's going on out in the world today. There are a lot of people who have gone through what you've been through and then some, and they are survivors. And not just survivors, but they're living the life that God has ordained for them. So stick around, and you're going to meet the Smiths. Right now, we got to pay some bills.
This show segment is brought to you by Rise Management and Consulting Firm. Rise Management and Consulting Firm is helping you rebuild your credit. Learn how to understand your credit, read your credit score, understand your credit rights, repair your credit, legally watch your credit score improve within 30 days. You'll get consultations, unlimited email access, and 10% off your first product purchase. For more information, visit www.risemcf.com. That's www.risemcf.com. Or visit them on Facebook, Rise Management and Consulting Firm, helping you rebuild your credit.
Rise Management and Consulting Firm, thank you so much for being our sponsors today. And if you need more information, as we said, go and visit the website and visit their Facebook page. And I'm sure Stephanie Williams will be more than happy to help you repair that credit, get it together, so we can live the life that God has called us to live. Hey, I wanted to put out a prayer request today. There's some things that I saw in the past 7 days that really disturbed me and really kind of moved my heart to encourage people to pray and be active in their prayer life concerning those that are with us and those that are around the world. It's not easy today. Things are just not as easy as they used to be. They're also not as hard as they used to be. But these two stories that came across these past 7 days really disturbed me. And so I wanted to invite you all to join me in praying for this world, and especially for the country, this country that we live in, the United States of America. These last 7 days, I saw a story of two different women, two separate different ends of the country. A Texas woman, she was killed by police after she shot her two daughters to death. and the police had to shoot her because she had refused to put her gun down. But she was a 42-year-old woman and out of Houston, Texas, and she called a family meeting, and she gunned down her daughters in the middle of the street, and it was very, very tragic end to this whole scenario. Her husband and those girls' father, he will never see them again, and so we want to pray for him and pray for the remaining family members that have to deal with the aftermath of such a crazy tragedy. And I want to encourage you guys, you know, when you see people walking around, don't just assume that they're okay, especially those of you who have a prayer life. If you see that someone is disturbed or something is about them, take a moment out of your busy schedule. Don't be so caught up in the hustle and bustle of winning goals that you forget there are people hurting, and you can see them. And those things, that little check you get in your spirit, you know, in your heart, when you feel something isn't quite right, yes, it's up to you to stop and give a moment of prayer for that person. You never know what your prayer will do for that woman or that man or that little girl. Okay, and then in Texas, a mother of five, she, this is brutal. She took the lives of her, four of her five children, and she did that with a knife, and it was very, very brutal. She slit their throats. And these children were from age, I think, 4 to 6 months. Her oldest son, 7-year-old little boy, he got away, and he was able to flag down help and get people to see about him and his mom. And she exited the apartment, went back in, and did more damage to her children, and then she called her husband. And these things are happening everywhere. And I want to say something to you guys. You know, when Moses was born, Pharaoh issued a murder of all firstborn male children. And then when Jesus was born, Herod did the same thing. Now Jesus broke the mold, and now we're here and we're facing a mass murder, a spirit of murder that is running rampant all over this world. And this spirit is trying to kill and take our children. These are the mouthpieces of the future, and his job is to make sure, or try to make sure, that no one hears the name of Jesus, that no one hears what God has to say concerning them, that no one experiences the love of Christ. And those experiences are going to come through your children, those children you see every day, those children that you see in your neighborhood, those children you see at your child's school, at summer camp. Remember to pray, not just for your children, but pray for the children of your region, children in your village. Somebody has to pick up the ball and intercede for our children. So I'm challenging you, if you're listening to me tonight, to begin to put that on your prayer list every day, praying for children everywhere and for their parents as well, that they will be able to have outlets to express their pain and things that they're going through, whatever mental and emotional anguish is going on in the earth. We have Christian counselors and people who have degrees in therapy. If you are turmoiled and you are in torment with voices in your head, call your pastor, call your ministers, and call your Christian counselors. That's what they are there for. The Bible says there is safety in the multitude of counsel, and we want to encourage you all to seek counsel whenever you need it, okay? I want to get that clear. I want to make that clear to us today that we do not have to look at this thing and just turn our heads. It's not a good idea to look away when you see that child. I remember a few years ago there was a group of ladies that was trapped in a house. They'd been there for almost 20 years, and nobody noticed anything different. I don't believe that. I believe someone saw something and just ignored it. So when you see people and you experience people every day, remember that those people, especially those of you that are of the faith, those people have been brought to your attention for a reason, and you don't want to miss the opportunity to minister to them. Okay? Listen, we're going to take a really, really short 30-second break. When we come back, we're going to meet the Smiths. We're going to have some fun tonight. All right? Be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Shulamite Women Magazine, an online magazine for today's Christian women. Get real talk on the real issues at ShulamiteWomen.com.
Thank you, ShulamiteWomen.com, for sponsoring us today, and we thank you so much. If you need more information on Shulamite Women magazine, go by the website, as we just said, and go visit them. Tell Dr. John that I sent you, and she'll be more than happy to see that you came by. Hey, listen, we're going to meet the Smith tonight. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about faith, whatever else they want to talk about. I love this couple. They are serious, but they are wild and crazy. A beautiful couple of three children. Nope, they have more than that, but I'll let them introduce themselves to you in just a few minutes. Meet the Smiths. Also have a book on Amazon, and it's called Five Star Marriage. You better believe that a marriage needs to be five star in these day and ages. Five Star Marriage is a powerful tool for those who are married and those who hope to be married one day. It provides an opportunity for couples to take an honest look at the condition of their marriage. When traveling, most people want to stay in the best resorts and hotels, but unfortunately, many cannot afford the four- or five-star accommodations. Instead, they're forced to settle for the two- or three-star establishment. This book challenges couples to reach for the stars and never settle for mediocrity. I don't want to settle for mediocrity. I want the five-star marriage, and I hope you do too. So without further ado, we're going to have the five-star marriage couple come and present themselves to us. Meet the Smiths. Hello.
Hello,
hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
In unison.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please, please introduce yourself. I cannot do the Smiths any justice. You guys go ahead and tell us who you are.
We are just two simple people who love the Lord, love each other, and, you know, we decided to make a stand to make a difference in our relationship. You see, we were divorced before, and we understand the pain that divorce comes with. And so, therefore, once we got together and we got married, we decided not to go through that pain again. And the only way we could do that is to seek guidance from God himself. Because without God, relationship is not a relationship. Because honestly speaking, I have no idea how to love my wife. She has no idea how to love me because we did not make love. We were made through love. We are a part of love. So therefore, in order for me to impart love to my wife, I need to go to the love maker himself and said, okay, brother, give me your blueprint so that I might impart that to my wife. And so that's just who we are, really. You know, we have a passion for relationship. This world I've been taking relationship and ripping it apart. But we decided to try and make a difference by saving relationships, one relationship at a time.
Mr. Smith, you said the love maker. Who is that?
The love maker, that's God himself.
I love that. I like that. I've never heard that before. The love maker to get the blueprint for what love should be like in your marriage. Wow, Debbie, so you've got this man here who consults the love maker on how to love his wife. How does that make you feel as a wife? I don't know about anybody, any other ladies, but when I hear men talk about what they will do to love their wife, it just makes me giddy. Are you giddy about that, Debbie?
All the time. All the time. I have the biggest grin on my face right now. You know, my husband, he's amazing because he is truly a servant leader. He truly seeks the Lord on how to love me. And with all my flaws and all my craziness, it's wonderful to know that I am loved in such a way. And I couldn't ask for any more. I really couldn't ask for any more. And it's been my pleasure to be his wife for the past 9 years, and I'm looking forward to 90 more.
Wow.
Let's go, baby.
It's been my pleasure. Wow. Now, Mr. Smith, I'm going to call you guys Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And you know why? Every time I hear – Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I think about that movie. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And this couple, they're just bad together.
Yeah.
You know, they fight all the time, but they're so synchronized. They can fight, and they can do it all together. And they try to be so bad, like they don't need each other, but in actuality really do need one another. And they flow so well together. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you guys are synchronized. You flow well together, and here you are, trying to help other people as well, not make the mistakes that you made in your first marriage and your second marriage. And I commend you for that. I myself am in a second marriage. And it's not easy, because then you have to make sure that what you bring into your second half of your life, that it doesn't damage the second half. What you bring from the first half doesn't damage. Now, you're going to bring some first half stuff. Mrs. Smith, let's talk about that. You're going to bring some things from the first half. How do you resolve what needs to be left behind and what you bring to your wife and say, hey, this is the part of the man that needs fellowship with you?
Are you talking to me or to Deb?
I'm talking to you.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Smith. Okay. Let's go with Mr.
Yes.
Smith. It is simple that a lot of times when we have issue in our current relationship, it is simply because in our past relationship we are divorced from the pain, from the person, but we are still married to the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Follow what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
so because we're still married to the pain, even though we may divorce from the person, we bring that pain over into our current relationship. And before you know it, our current relationship mirrors our past relationship. In order for my current relationship to work, I need to not only divorce from the person, but I also need to divorce myself from the pain. And so I have to treat my wife like she is a total different person, which has nothing to do with the pain of where I'm coming from. And so bottom line, what I'm saying, in order for my relationship to work with my wife, I have to be a whole person. I have to be a healer. I can't be hurt, because hurt people hurt people. And so whenever I come into my relationship with unresolved issue, it's only a matter of time it manifests. It will manifest itself in my current relationship.
Mhm. Exactly. And so, Mrs. Smith, Debbie, when you notice those things that kind of creep up in your behavior, like in your earlier years in your marriage, when you notice those things from the past relationship creep up in your marriage, what is the ideal way, or the God ideal way, to handle those things, that pain that may creep up on you in your current marriage?
You know, I think the first thing is that you have to acknowledge that it's bad behavior. You know, sometimes we don't want to acknowledge that, you know, like for me, for example, I have a very controlling spirit, and I had it in my first marriage. I wore the pants in my first marriage, I believe, and so I brought that over into the second marriage, and it caused a lot of tension in my relationship, because my husband is a man who understands his purpose. He understands the vision that he has. He understands the mission that God has given him, and so he understands the order that God created in the marriage relationship. I still needed work in that area. I was still so used to being Miss Independent, raising my children on my own, paying my own bills, making my own decisions, going when I wanted to go, doing what I wanted to do. And so it caused that tension in the relationship. I personally had to acknowledge that my behavior was inappropriate and my behavior was wrong. And I had to pray about it. I had to ask the Lord to help me to get over that controlling, domineering spirit that I had as a woman, and really give that deference and that respect to my husband that he deserved and that God said I ought to give him. And so you have to acknowledge, first of all, that their behavior is inappropriate, and you have to pray about it, and you have to work on it. You have to be intentional about working on it. So, you know, and definitely the communication piece, talking about it, you know, being able to say to my husband, listen, I know that I have a very strong personality, and I need your help. You know, when you see me trying to take over, trying to be the boss, you know, let's talk about it. And that's exactly what we did.
Wow. Okay. All right, Debbie. I gotta say something. Most people are not that open about admitting that they have an issue with control or wore the pants or, you know, whatnot. That's a very, very hard pill to swallow. So, okay, so now you realize and you're owning it. Edward, I'm sorry, Eddie. Edward, which one would you prefer, Mr. Smith?
It does not matter.
Okay. All right. So I was kind of, you know, messing with you guys' name before we got on the air, and I said, Ed and Deb sound so cute, so I'm going to do Ed and Deb tonight. So, Mr. Smith, Ed, now, when your wife began to act out that control, what did you do? She owned it, but what did you do to respond to that? Did you jump on her? Did you put down a law? Did you throw the Bible down and say, hey, look, I'm the head of this house. You do what I say. This is how it goes down. What did you do to respond to her when she came, when that came out of her?
Well, let me start out by saying first, if I am to remind my wife that I am the head or I'm the leader of this house, I've lost my leadership. And so, you know, my wife can tell you, unlike most men, unlike 90% of men, I am a talker, you know, not talk person, but I love to talk to my wife. I love to sit down and talk. Let us communicate. And because it's only in communication I can understand her, she can understand me. And so I'm very, very big with communication. You know, one thing that I can tell you is that, you know, I will quote the scripture until the day that I die. You know, sometimes people probably said, Ed, is there not a scripture? But this scripture has a lot of power for me. You know, when God tells me to love my wife as he loved the church, and he demonstrates by dying daily, which means that even when my wife messes up, even when my wife trying to be the leader of the house, I still need to love her the way that God designed for me to love her. I still need to die for her. Even in our sin, I still need to die for her. So it is not a matter, for me, it's not a matter of, you know, who is the boss or who is not. It's just a matter of playing my role. And if my wife decides to change anything inside of the role or the responsibility of the household, that does not change who I am, because my covenant first is to God and then to her. The problem that we're having, is that we oftentimes make covenant to our spouse. And, you know, and so a lot of people listening may say, so what's wrong with making covenant to your spouse? It is very important that you make covenant first to God and to your, and then to your spouse. Reason being, because when, you know, as the day progresses, the mood swing of your spouse will change. And as the mood swing change, you know, it can interfere with your mood swing also into the relationship. And before you know it, I can say to my spouse, I'm no longer in love with you, because yesterday I was in love with you, but today you're a total different person, so I'm no longer in whom I'm seeing. That's making covenant to your spouse. But when I make a covenant to God, then regardless of my wife's behavior, I'm staying in my covenant, because my covenant has little or nothing to do with my wife, but more so to God. Did I just make sense
to you? It made perfect sense. And so you're giving us what it means for Christ, for the husband to love the wife as Christ loved the church, which I've said quite often myself, that that his love for the church or his bride is never changes. It's consistent.
Right.
And even when the church is a mess, which oftentimes we are, because I'm a mess. I'm a part of the church.
Yes.
So a lot of times when we're a mess, He still loves us. He still cares. He still blesses us. He still gives us his heart when we give him ours. And so there's an exchange that has to happen, you know, with Christ and the church, as well as the husband and wife. So, I mean, we're here, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, on the second part. Now, this is, and the reason I'm bringing this up several times is because people, the statistics have shown, as a matter of fact, most second marriages do not survive. And this is one of the facts that was given to us in divorce court. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you guys got a divorce or when I got a divorce. It was right in front of my face. And they made sure that we understood that second marriages do not survive. What survival skills can you give those that are on the second try? What survival skills can you give them? Other, we've already talked about owning your bad behavior and taking it to the Father. We've talked about with you, Mr. Smith, loving your wife even through that. If you got to put your foot down and do all of that, then you've missed the point. So give us more things that we can use, survival skills that we need. So then when it's not survive the second marriage, but love in it, and live in it. How do we do that?
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in real quick, and then I'm sure my wife has, you know, other things that she may want to talk about. The first thing that we need to do, we need to learn and understand what it means to be servant leaders. I can't leave my house, my household, unless I first understand what it is to be led. You know, and because in order for me to understand what Christ has in store for a relationship, I have to subject myself to Christ so that he can lead me to the path of which he desires for me to lead. And so I in turn lead, as Christ is leading me, I in turn leads my family. So first I must be servant leader. I need to understand that, you know, there are three components in the relationship, and they are exactly in this order. It's Christ first, my spouse, and myself last, which means that I am always denying self so that my relationship can work. You know, and if my wife is denying herself so that relationship can work, we all win. And you know, one more thing that I need to talk about that a lot of relationship is missing is date your spouse. You got to date each other. You know, during the time when you were dating and you used to do the things to impress each other, quote unquote.
Yes.
And so you need, and the moment you said I do, those things stop. But guess what? Those are the things that attracted you to each other, and so when you're married, if you want to maintain a thriving relationship, a relationship that is just excelling leaps and bounds, you got to keep doing the things that you did during your dating process, and even more, you got to date your spouse.
I like that. Date your spouse. All right, Mrs. Smith.
Yes, and
what would you like to add to that?
There are a couple things that I would like to add to that, and one of them is this. You have to find other Christian couples that you can surround yourself with. You
Come
have
on.
To have continuous marriage enrichment. You know, I always like to say when you're an accountant or any of these professions, you always have to get this continuing education credit. You know, every year you have to do something to keep that license or keep that certificate up to date. And I believe that in marriage it should be the same way. You should always have continuing marriage education. So once a year, go on a marriage retreat, a weekend to remember with family life, or, you know, some other type of getaway with you and your spouse where you're surrounded by other Christian couples, other couples, and you're learning something new. Even if you're hearing the same material over and over again, it's a way for you to get away. Get away from the responsibilities for a weekend, get away from the children for a weekend, and just focus on you and your spouse. So that's your annual getaway. Then you need to have a monthly gathering of couples. It could be through your church. It could be through another local church or some community organization that has a couples club, some type of marriage ministry
mm-hmm.
where once a month couples get together, you talk, you fellowship, you eat, you laugh, you discuss issues. And we're not talking about going and pouring your heart out or, you know, sharing
right.
all of your business. We're talking about a very non-threatened environment where, you know, there's
mm-hmm.
a topic for the evening and everyone gets to chime in. So there's no one being singled out. This is my problem. This is my issue. It's everyone talking.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk away from there hearing different perspectives, hearing how others
mm-hmm.
handle the situation, and some tools under your belt that you can begin to use. So that's
mm-hmm.
your monthly enrichment. And then, like my husband said, date night is crucial. Put it on your calendar. If Tuesday is going to be your date night, let that be your date night. Add it on your calendar. Put a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Block off the time so that no other activity will come and disrupt that. You know, if you begin to do these things and put them into place, and you might not be able to do a date night every week. Maybe you can do it
mm-hmm.
every other week.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever
mm-hmm.
it is that you can commit to, do it and stick to it. And it doesn't have to be expensive. You can go for a walk in the park and just hold hands and talk.
Yes.
You know, so many things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So those
mm-hmm.
are the three things, you know, that I would really encourage. And finally, praying together as
mm-hmm.
a couple
mm-hmm.
every
Come on.
Single
mm-hmm.
day.
Yeah.
You can't survive without it because you know what? You
That's
can't
right.
stay mad at someone that you're
mm-hmm.
praying for and praying
mm-hmm.
with. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you
mm-hmm.
begin to pray with your spouse, it doesn't have to be long. It can be 5 minutes of just interceding together, you know, hearing your spouse pray out loud for you is, I can't even
Come
begin
on,
to
lady.
Describe it. You know, that's a time when I am so connected to my husband. When he lays his hand on me and he speaks the word of God over me, I mean, it just does something to me. And it's the connection that is not easily broken. No one can come between
mm-hmm.
that. And it's just a powerful, powerful tool that couples have at their disposal, but many are not using.
Wow. You said a mouthful. I have said that quite often. I love to hear my husband pray for me. I mean, something about that right there. And I tell people all the time, you know, you need a lion roaring in your atmosphere, you know. And that's what my husband brings. He brings the roar of the lion.
Yes,
and
he sure
does.
And
when that roar comes, it, man, it says order.
Yes.
Get everything straight and get everything in line. You know, and you kind of sit there like, oh, I got to get it together. If there's anything going on with me that's out of order, that lion's roar says it all. And not only does he roar like a lion, but he covers you, you know, protects you and makes you feel safe. I said
yep.
to my husband recently, I just feel safe with you. And so that's one of those things that we look for. I said this in a book that I'm writing. And I said this, Mr. Smith, and you tell me what you think about this. I said, every woman wants to experience a man who can slay the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to be the knight in shining armor with the perfect armor on and white horse and, you know, and the little
mm-hmm.
dwarfs come out and sing and give you flowers. That's not what I mean. But, you know, we want a man that can slay the dragon, you know, that has that sword in his hand, that word in his mouth that can slay our dragons. How can a man of God who does have not, who is preparing to marry his good thing, how can he slay her dragon?
You know, I can tell you this much, you know, one thing that I've learned and I've understand about a woman, you know, a woman likes to be feel protected, like to feel safe. She needs to know that she's in a safe environment, and that woman will never land until she know for a fact that the foundation of which she's about to land on is solid.
Yes.
You know, and if that's not solid, you will always have interruption in your relationship. And us men, we ought not to ignore that. You know, we have to understand the vibration of our spouse, of the female, and said, okay, babe, what's going on? And as she's speaking from to you from her heart or from her emotional place, I need to learn how to connect to her emotion and take care of her emotions, because if I'm not taking care of that, she just can't land.
Wow. She can't land on a sure foundation if you're not guarding her emotions, if you don't handle them and cherish her emotions. Because we're emotional beings, are we not, Debbie? We're very emotional.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
We cry, we laugh, we talk, we chat, we do it all, but we do everything, just about everything we do is emotionally connected. And so if we are experiencing emotional abandonment, then we can't land. And so I wanted to bring that out, because there are some questions that have been hitting my phone about emotional abandonment and feeling left in the dust in a marriage, and, you know, and not feeling protected. Also, I've been asked questions about from men, you know, what when he's trying to do all he can and she doesn't respond. So these are things that are happening in marriages all over the world, not just the church. And so I want to talk to you guys about boot camp, because you guys have done this before, and I believe this fall you're going to be taking it overseas on a cruise ship, which I knew about it. But talk about
it's actually next year, Crystal.
And what you
it's
guys
2017.
Next year. Oh, it is. Okay, I may still have time. So, but you've done this before. So let's talk about this boot camp, because I saw the fatigues and everything. You guys got down and dirty with this marriage boot camp. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. In April, we had a boot camp here in our local area. We had some different speakers that came through. One of them, a phenomenal personality trainer, Karen Ward. She's out of Maryland, and she spoke about the different personalities and, you know, the strengths and the weaknesses of each personality, how to relate to your spouse when they have a different personality. And that training was just incredible. You know, there was so much insight, and we saw couples raising their hands and saying, oh, that's my spouse, that's my wife, that's my husband, and seeing their own selves. And it was incredible. We had David Burroughs, relationship strategist, leadership strategist out of California. He came and, you know, he spoke about servant leadership. You know,
I know David brought it.
Listen, David was phenomenal. You know, we had a local couple who, James and Audrey Yanson, they talked about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness and what that can do in your relationship. And then we also had another local couple, Bob and Sue Eden, and they talked about communication, and they gave us some hands-on tools and how to work together and build things together as a couple. And then we spoke about the armor, the full armor of God as spoken about in Ephesians, and how each piece of that armor can be used to protect your marriage. So, you know, it was just a phenomenal day, and we're doing it again next year on the ship, on this cruise, and it's going to be so much fun. You know, we're hitting Jamaica, we're hitting Cayman Islands, we're hitting Mexico, and then 2 out of the 7 days for just a few hours, we'll have the boot camp. We've added a couple speakers. We have a whole Ask a Man section where David, my husband, Chris Richardson, Marcus Rosier, they're going to be just with the men, you know, talking about men stuff. And we're going to do the same with the women. And, you know, it's just people need to begin to invest in their marriages.
Yeah.
We have people that are spending tens of thousands of dollars on business coaches. They spend tens of thousands of dollars to, you know, get their credit straight, to learn how to make money and all these different things. Invest in your marriage. Invest in your relationship. It is the most important legacy that you can leave to your children when
Come on,
you can
Sister
keep
Smith.
Your
yes.
marriage together. And so if
yes.
people would just begin
yes.
to do that, it's $499 for a 7-day cruise. Like, you have a year to do it. Why not put it aside? Why not come with your spouse? Why not take a chance? If you're on the verge of giving up, why not give it one more chance and see what
yes.
God can do if you allow him?
Wow. Can I say something real quick? What you just said, did you hear your husband say, come on? Did you hear him?
Come on now.
There's nothing more sexy to me than a man who cheers his wife. I'm
yes.
like, what? Did he just cheer her on? You know, and I think that's so important that we are each other's best fans. You know, number
biggest
one
biggest cheerleaders
as well.
Absolutely.
And that be critical of one another, but also be your spouse's biggest fan. No one else should cheer your spouse on bigger and better than you.
Yep,
you know?
Absolutely.
I love that, Mrs. Smith. I love that. So boot camp. What made you want to do boot camp? I've seen all kind of boot camp for weight, boot camp for school, boot camp for this. What made you do a boot camp for marriage? What did you see that was so desperately needed in your community and in your area?
Well, you know, as we go different places, as we do our workshops, as we counsel couples, we realize that, you know, sometimes you hear all the cliches, but you don't get the practical things that you can do, the everyday things that you can apply today to your marriage to make it better. And so we wanted to do a relationship boot camp to just give people some hands-on tools. You know, there, like my husband said earlier, marriages, families, relationships, it's all under attack. And people are walking away because they don't have the tools they need to fight. Mm. And so that's another reason why we entitled the boot camp, This Means War, because there is a war. And you have to be equipped to do battle, to stand and to fight for your marriage. And so that's what we do. It's just about giving you the tools so that when you get home and that argument comes up, you can remember that, okay, at boot camp, they said, you know, one person has the floor at a time. You know, we don't speak over each other. No one leaves the home angry. You know, you don't go to bed angry. We're going to work this out. And so that's what we want people to walk away with, that when they're home, when that heated argument comes up, when that issue comes up, when they're feeling insecure, they'll remember that at boot camp we learned this technique and we can apply it here.
Now, you know, boot camp should not just be for, you know, people who are married in young number of years, but boot camp should be open to all. What was the oldest married couple that you had at boot camp?
Oh, we had someone that was married for 30 years that was at boot camp.
Married 30 years, wow.
Married 30
and
years and came to the boot camp.
Did you see a change in them? Did you see a change in them when they left?
Well, what we know is that they left feeling like they learned something new, that they heard communication a different way. So it doesn't matter whether you've been married for 30 days. And then, you know, we had a couple who came. They were engaged. They had decided not to get married, and they left that boot camp with the decision to get married, and they just got married 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So life-changing.
So boot camp,
you know,
saved it.
Listen, boot camp saved it.
The boot camp that we have, you know, there's no sugarcoating, right? And a lot of times, you know, society paint this picture of marriage and what it should look like and give that to you. And so a lot of times when you're involved with your spouse, you're trying to fit each other into that of which society is painting and give to you, but realizing it cannot fit, and there's a lot of conflicts going on. And simply because, and I'll go back again to, simply because that marriage does not have the blueprint. It's not mirroring the blueprint. And in order for mm-hmm. any marriage to work, right, we have to go back. And I've always used this analogy. Imagine you mm-hmm. purchasing, you know, one of the most expensive car ever existing in this world, a Lamborghini. But then
okay.
While you have that Lamborghini, you decided to take a Honda Accord manual and said, I'm going to maintain the Lamborghini with this Honda Accord manual. Well, because it is a car, it's going to function for a while, but eventually it will die and start giving problem because the manual, the blueprint is that you have is not designed for the Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so you can't use that to design or to maintain the Lamborghini. It is, well, it's the same way. God mm-hmm. does not have the design. God is the design. God is the blueprint,
yes.
rather. And mm-hmm. so in order for marriage to work, you have to tap into the blueprint and say, okay, God, I see you. I see what you have
mm-hmm.
made. Okay, I need to be a part of that of which you just made. You have made.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be a part of that? And in order for me to understand the blueprint as God designed it, I have to first deny myself. Because it is
wow.
virtually impossible for me
mm-hmm.
to build this foundation, to build this monument. You know, the biggest monument ever built in the entire world. It's very difficult for me to build that when I'm self-centered, when I'm self-serving, when I'm egotistical, when everything is centered around me. Because God will be speaking to me, and I will never hear Him because I am centered around self.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't be selfish in your
no.
marriage. You have to be selfless.
No. Selfless.
When you're married.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I think marriage is probably one of the most selfless things that you could do, other than becoming a parent. As a spouse and a parent, it's the most selfless way that we live today. When we have given of ourselves, and you know, you got to be ready to be honest. You know, we put on our best when we date, but when you're married, this is where all the gloves come off. And let me just say from a woman's standpoint, this is when the weave gets cut off, the eyelashes
come off,
the makeup comes off, you know, the frumpy shirt comes out, and then we start walking around the house in our flip-flops or whatnot. And this is where the true you is exposed. And we have to cherish
correct.
Those true things about one another. We can't, you know, expect people to be 100 all the time. You know, I tell people all the time when they come and stay with me, and they say, well, you know, Apostle, you're so quiet at home. Well, this is my space. This
mm-hmm.
is where I'm quiet. This is where I think. This is my space. And so I may not be as verbal with you outside of my space. When I'm at home, I'm listening to God. I'm chilling. You know, when you're at home with your spouse, Mr. Smith, what are the intimate things that you enjoy? I'm trying to get in your bedroom. What are the intimate things that you enjoy with Debbie? My husband and I like to cook. We like to go in the kitchen and cook together. What are the type of things that you like to do at home just together?
Well, you know what? It's so fun that you ask that question because we have a daughter that is married, and
mm-hmm.
and her and my wife speaks on a daily basis. And today my wife was in my office. And
so she
was talking about, and our daughter was talking about, you know, the things that her and her husband is doing. And I said to my wife, babe, do you realize that our daughter mirrors their relationship exactly to how our relationship is? You know, and I say that to say that, you know, my wife and I love to do all things together. And it
yes.
is not planned. If my wife, if I were to go home right now and my wife is in the kitchen cooking, by way of default, I'm helping her. If she's doing laundry and I come in, you know, and
uh-huh.
we greet each other by way of default, I'm standing right there until the laundry is finished because we're doing it together. We do everything together. When I said everything, I mean absolutely everything together, which is ridiculous.
So you guys are best friends. I believe that is in your bio. You call each other lovers and best friends. And that's what best friends do. They do everything together. They have fun together. We argue together. We make up together. And all of that. And I thank you for telling, for saying that, because I don't think people really understand what it is to be with someone that you don't want to be without. All the time, you just want to be around them. You want to do what they're doing, and they want to do what you're doing. That's refreshing, and that's the kind of things we're missing in our marriages today. So, Mr. Smith, you're married to your best friend, your lover, and you do everything she does, and she does everything you do. Now, I want to, if I can, just for a second, tell us, give us some things that we can do to ignite that kind of activity. If we're, let's just say you're in a dull season right now. I'm tired, he's tired. What do we do to get that fire lit again?
Well, the first thing is, you know, like I said, go back to the foundation. Go back to when you were, when you used to date, and reminisce on those things. One of the things why our relationship is stagnant, or in some cases just cold, is because we start loving because of. But I'm encouraging you, stop loving because of and start loving in spite of. God did not love us because of anything that we have done. We have not done anything to earn God's love, right? But God loves us in spite of whether or not it is reciprocal or not. Our job is to know our responsibility, our role in the relationship, and do them in spite of whether or not it is reciprocal.
Okay. So, Ms. Smith, what do you say?
You know, one of the things that we love to do is to get couples to tell us their story. It's amazing how just reminiscing, just talking about how, you know, we first met, who pursued who, just that alone can help to reignite a relationship. So spend some time together. I mean, lay in the bed and just talk. Talk about how you met. Talk about what attracted you to each other. Share your stories with each other. Dream together. Talk about what you want, what you envision for the future. Begin to share those things with each other. Become friends again. You know, what is it that your spouse likes to do that you can get involved in? Maybe they like to hike. Maybe they like to kayak. Maybe they like to go and do karaoke. Whatever it is, find some common ground, some things, some activities that you can do together, and just begin to spend that time, you know, build that friendship up again and start from the very beginning, get back to basics.
Wow. You know what? We are getting ready to run a little bit over time, and I'm glad that means it's good. So if you're listening online, you can call in the 646-668-8135 and you can hear the rest of the show, or you can wait and we'll upload it for you at the end and you can go back and listen to the rest of the show. I want to go back to what you said, Debbie. Find this is what I am discovering. Find new things to do. Find new hobbies, old ones even. You know, there's some people that I know that say, I used to do this and I used to do that. Well, do it again, and then introduce yourself to it so that they can know what used to tickle your fancy, as we say, and what used to give you the spice of life that you had before you got married and had children and got a job and went to school. We do all these things and we forget who we are. So introduce yourself again to your spouse. Find out what he likes. Find out what she likes or used to like and do it again. I love that, what you said. And so I want to talk about the boot camp next year when we come back. We're gonna take a very, very short break. We're gonna talk about the boot camp coming up in October one more time, and where we can find you on all the social media platforms. And we gotta have you guys back in October. October is actually couples month, but I booked you before I filled up this whole list of all these awesome people. I really want you to come back. for a couple of months and join us again. And this time we're going to talk about the real nitty-gritty of marriage. You know, we talked about blueprint and everything, but we're going to talk about the deep stuff, the stuff nobody wants to talk about. You know, we're going to talk about sex in church because that's taboo. And all of a sudden, you know, ooh,
come on, sister, let's go.
Even people don't know what the bed is undefiled. What does that mean? We want to get
right.
deep down and personal, not dirty, but deep down and personal. You guys got to come back in October. But right now, we're going to take a very, very short break. We're going to pay one more bill and come back, and we're going to wrap it up.
All righty.
Shulamite Women Magazine presents Transform My Now with Dr. Belinda John, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, August 5th through the 6th. Your speakers include Pastor Natalie Green, Pastor Nancy Abiera, Apostle Diane Brooks, financial mentor Shani St. Veal, relationship coach Danny Spikes, and celebrity makeup artist Stacey Mossop. Transform My Now, August 5th through the 6th, 2016, in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, visit their website, shulamitewomen.com.
There's going to be an awesome monthly conference that's next month. Please go on the website, shulamitewomen.com, to register. It's only $35, and it's in Royal, Florida. I didn't know there was a Royal Palm Beach, Florida. We're going to Royal Palm Beach, Florida, and have a great time with Dr. Belinda John and Shulamite Women. So we're back on the air just briefly to wrap it up with the Smiths. It sounds like a talk show or reality show, Meet the Smiths. We're so happy to have them on tonight and talk about it. I hear a little island spice in their voices. If you could tell us exactly where you got that accent from, that would be great.
Hands down, I'm from the best islands in the entire world.
Oh, Lord.
That would be Jamaica.
And I am from the Spice Island of Grenada.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yes,
so
both islanders.
We got two, and you both think that your island is the best. I get it. So you got all of that spice going on in this relationship, and it is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I really have enjoyed our time together. I hate that it came to a close so fast. It always seems fast when you're interested and interesting. So I thank you so much, Meet the Smiths. Now you're going to have this cruise next year in October 2017. This means war. Tell me about that one more time, Mr. Smith.
Well, this means war. War is a relationship boot camp, of which a lot of times people think that, you know, okay, we're going to a relationship seminar and stuff. A lot of times people try to shy away from these things simply because they're saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with my relationship. My relationship is perfect. But guess what? These things is not for a perfect relationship, and it's not also for a relationship that is undergoing issues. It is just something wherein you and your spouse can come together and learn more about each other, learn more about your in relationship, learn new things so you can impart it or implement it in your relationship, and that's what it's all about. You know, the saying that goes, the couple that laughs together stays together, right? And so we designed our relationship seminars whenever we have them. It is 100 pure unadulterated fun. You laugh. I trust and believe when I said you're going to laugh, you will laugh. You could come to this boot camp with issues, and you will walk out holding hands together. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, wow. Now, that's some faith. If I ever heard it, I never hear people say that kind of stuff. Guaranteed to walk away healed. So thank you so much for putting that out there, because you just set the bar really high just now, Ed, and I appreciate that. So This Means War is on is going to be on the cruise ship next year. It's for singles engaged as well, and for the married. And we're going to have David Burris, going to have Karen Ward, Chris Richardson, and Marcus Rosier, and I'm pretty sure somewhere in there, one or two of them are going to come pop up out of nowhere. I'm prophesying that thing because I can see it just as clear as day.
Come on.
Listen, guys, get on the the website, meetthesmiths.org, and sign up and get on board, and so you can get on that cruise ship and fight for your marriage. And even if you are not in trouble and you're just experiencing those new things in marriage, go ahead and get you some equipment and some tools in your tool belt and your toolbox, so you know what to look for and how to fight when those things happen. Because that's the other thing that we fail to do, is we don't get equipped before we get into a marriage, and then we have to fight like cats and dogs when we're in it. So we don't want to do that. By all means, go on the website, meetthesmiths.org. Tell us where we can find you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You guys are everywhere, just like the rest of us. Tell us how to find you.
Yes, Facebook, we have our page, Meet the Smiths. You can just search us. We have our Twitter, at Meet the Smiths 2. We have our YouTube channel, Monday Mornings with the Smiths. We do a Monday morning video blog, so look out for that. Sign up for the YouTube channel. You can also contact us by phone. We do have an 800 number, which you can find on our website. You can email us at info@meetthesmiths.org. What else, babe? What am I missing?
Just our personal Facebook page. We have Debbie Petra Smith. You could search for her on Facebook under that name. Also myself, Edward James Smith III.
Yep, so we're all over social media. We would love to hear from you.
Yes,
don't forget the third.
Well, I'm excited, and you guys have a white affair coming up in this month. Can you give us some dates and time on that as well?
Yeah, actually, that white affair was from last year. I don't know if you're probably So that's an old flyer, but we do have coming up this month. We do have. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. We have next Saturday, we are going to be presenting a Family Life Day, and it's, I'm pulling it up, July 16th, Building Strong Families. We're going to be talking to families. We're going to be presenting a message. It's at Havertown Seventh-day Adventist Church in Havertown, Pennsylvania. That flyer is on my personal Facebook page, and we'll post it on our Meet the Smiths page as well. So if you're in the Pennsylvania area, Philly, South Jersey, definitely come out, spend a day with us. We're going to be bringing the word on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have an afternoon workshop for young people. And then in the evening, we're going to have a couples club at 7 p.m. just for married folks. We're going to, have some fun, do some icebreakers, and then get into some topics that affect marriages. So come spend the day with us again in Havertown, PA, and that's on July 16th.
July 16th, you can meet the Smiths right there. And if you need more information, go by their page and their website. That's meetthesmiths.org. Thank you so much, Ed and Debbie, for joining me this evening. I appreciate you. I love what you guys do. And the next time, I want to talk about kids. You know, the whole blended family thing is really on the map right now.
Oh,
and I saw a YouTube video that you guys, a Facebook Live that you guys did, I think it was last month. We talked about blended families. So I have to have you come back. And we're going to talk about all of those elements that those balls that we drop when we bring families together and blend them. Oh, my goodness. That's a whole other topic together, different.
Yes,
but I want to talk to you guys about that later and bring you all back so we can talk about it. Again, this is Glam Network Radio. This is Crystal Willingham. And thank you so much for joining me for Power, Triumph, Influence. If you are in the Atlanta area and you'd like more information on glam meetings and things like that, you can also go to my website, thetotalwomanglam.com, for more information. If you want to be a sponsor, by all means, info@thetotalwomanglam.com. That's my email address, and we can talk about you being a sponsor on this awesome radio show. We have more exciting guests coming up this Thursday. We have Erica Strong, and oh my goodness, that woman's testimony is crazy. You don't want to miss that as well. And we're going to have the Smiths come back in October for a couple of months. We're going to talk about this thing for real. We're going to take off everything. We're going to take off the gloves and be real and talk about the things that are challenging us in our marriages today. And also, If you want more information on any more upcoming events or booking information for the Smiths, you can find that on their website as well. They speak, they talk, they laugh, they joke, and they make it real to you. They can bring enrichment seminars wherever you are. By all means, go to the website, meetthesmiths.org, and book them now today. They're about to get real busy, so you might want to get on that as soon as possible. Thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You guys are awesome. Thank you once again. And I hope that they said something. I hope that you guys enjoyed yourself and that everyone has heard something that will help them. But you guys got to come on back through.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime for you. Anytime.
We enjoyed this conversation. We could go until 10 o'clock tonight if you had allowed us.
Yeah, we could. We could make this thing work. We could do a series right now. Well, thank you so much, and we'll just do part two in October. Thank you so much for joining us again. Hey, we're going to end the night with Imperfectly by Smokey Norfolk. You guys have an awesome, awesome night. God bless.
Thanks.
God bless tonight.